Federal officials take over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, buy 80% of AIG with an $85 billion loan guarantee while allowing Lehman Brothers to go belly up. Economics professor Steve Fazzari with Washington University in St. Louis says the federal government decided that if AIG failed, it would be disastrous.
We've already seen some big losses on Wall Street, and this is already creating a big problem. It would have been much, much worse had the government not stepped in with this action. So the downside here is really quite severe.
No one knows how much the moves might end up costing taxpayers, if anything. St. Louis Federal Reserve economist Howard Wall says the one thing we do know is that credit has tightened considerably.
It's not just that, you know, the people who were shouldn't have gotten loans in the past, tightening that up. It's everybody else. The standards are higher.
Wall says lenders now are skittish and are reacting to overdoing it in the past when they lent money to people who weren't credit worthy. Wall says the real problem is that Missourians will have to pay for housing problems in other parts of the country. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.